You know, in mainland China, we often usually read the textbook, not the so we don't have so many so-called reading experience. Mm-hmm. We just read the textbook, mm-hmm. and we memorize the text, the context of the textbook, mm-hmm. and the teacher will, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
to check you to repeat them.
Uh-huh.
And when I come to Hong Kong, and because our study work and our presentation, our examination, all are used in English. So I have a lot of development on my English experience. So I start to read some English novel or English poem. And I think what I can understand is poet.
Mm-hmm.
Its name is, do you know Neruda?
Neruda.
He won the Nobel Prize. Yeah, Neruda. And because why do I like to read his poem? Because his poem is mainly about sex and love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, how to say, it's a very appropriate taste for a young person.
Mm-hmm.
So I read a lot of his poem,
mm-hmm.
but still, you know, poem, I think poem is much difficult, much more difficult than novel.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I need to use the Chinese transformation to compare
mm-hmm.
the English form and the Chinese form,
mm-hmm.
and to see if what I think is right. Yes, because the Chinese form, of course, is right, because
mm-hmm.
it is translated
mm-hmm.
by some very famous persons.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the most unforgettable English
mm-hmm.
reading experience
mm-hmm.
for me.
That's great.
And the first question, what's your most unforgettable English language learning experience? Language learning. Yes. I thought one thing. One idea flashed into my mind, because you know, in mainland we learn a lot of English. We learn a long time of English. But one time there is also a Nobel Prize in medicine, a winner, go to our university. This university is in mainland. My bachelor degree university, and he gave a talk about the child disease, you know, and I can understand what he talk, but I have some questions to ask him, because some scientific questions, but when the microphone just like this one. Are given to my hand, I can hardly speak one word. So I'm very, how to say, I'm very very anxious, because I think why I learned so many years of English, and also I can repeat so many contexts of my textbook, but I cannot talk with a novel English spoken speakers. What's the reason? So, I think maybe the way our country teach the English, and the way we learn English, maybe is something. There may be something wrong with my English teaching and my English learning.
Uh-huh.
So I think this is the most unforgettable English language learning experience. Yes.
Well, that's awesome. I think you have a rich experience and a rich, rich response for these two questions.
And
also, yeah, sure.
And also, you know, because you just learned the English language learning and the
right.
English reading experience,
right.
So I think a very unforgettable experience about English, not about the English learning, not about the English reading, is about is totally about just about English. Is after I go to Hong Kong, and I use English and to how to say to how to say to fall in love with you know so I think do you know what we often talk is that if we want to learn a language very well, just find a boyfriend or girlfriend with that. Yes, I think really this is of course very very it's really very excellent. Sentence.
Yes, yes. Well, that's very interesting.
Yes, yes.
So, you like to write poems and and read novels. So, I think you know writing poem is a really creative process. So,
yes.
How would you get our inspiration for your creativity?
Get inspiration. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think for novel, sometimes maybe you don't need to have so many inspiration, but for poem, of course, a lot of inspiration. How to say? Because I think CUHK, the campus is very beautiful, so sometimes I take the bus and go because I live on the top of the CUHK campus, so I need to use to take the bus to go to my dormitory. So sometimes I see the beautiful flowers, and also to repeat some poem I memorize in my mind, and I see if their poem can combine with the scenery I see in my campus. Yes. So after this kind of experience, I think how to say inspiration is everywhere, as long as you want to find.